Have you noticed how corporate radio is killing music? Before it's gone forever, Mark and John bring you Hear Hear. Fans from around the world send us what to play. And now you can hear what music is supposed to sound like.
I just want to say that all day.
Yay! I went through a phase where I was doing that a lot. I was saying hooray a lot.
Hooray?
Yeah. Someone would be like, hey,
Was that the late 90s?
I
think a lot of people in the late 90s were saying hooray. Hooray!
No, it was the late 2004s.
You were late to the party.
Yeah.
The hooray party.
I frequently am. How was your weekend?
I swear to God, you ask me that way again one more time, I'm going to punch you in the gut.
What, like...
Because you sound like...
Like I don't care, or like I'm your mother, or...
Like a husband.
How was your weekend, mother?
All right. Well, how was your fucking weekend?
Fucking nice and relaxing. Perfect. Those are the kind of boyfriends I like. It was nice and relaxing.
You owe me $5.
Did my gig at the new Charlie O's.
Congratulations on having a gig to do.
So funny. I was so negative about it all day yesterday because I just didn't know what to expect. There were so many question marks out. I didn't know what the vibe of the space was going to be. I didn't really know what...
Yeah, I haven't seen the space yet.
I didn't know what V
like.
Or Brian wanted. So it was trying to make something fit based on previous management's conversations. And then now kind of putting it together, picking up the pieces and going forward. So... I learned everything I need to know.
Everything? That, really?
Well, starting early is not going to work. I mean, people weren't even showing up till 9 o'clock.
And oh, yeah.
And by 9 o'clock, I already had two bands.
And doesn't it close at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock?
No. Their hours are totally different. They're willing to stay open later as long as there's people there.
Before, it was supposed to close at like 8 or something.
It was 12 to 8. See, that's what it was. It was all just kind of weird.
Okay, so now they're going to make it more of an evening...
Late thing. So still wants it to be mellow, but not super mellow. And doesn't want it to be hard, even though people responded to Hurt Model, I have to say, because they were referred to me by Darren over in National Sunday Law. Didn't know them. It was all a phone conversation. Mm-hmm. They were great. They actually subbed because I don't remember On from Foreign Keys, who was at our very first Hear Hear event. He got sick, couldn't perform. I find this out on Friday. So I call him, see if they can sub Hurt Model. And they're like, yeah. I mean, I've never met these guys before. They were referred to me, and they were just great.
Well, that's cool.
They brought... 3 trucks loads worth of equipment.
Did they bring like attendees as well?
Kinda. I mean, no one met the 10 minimum I was trying to get. And you know, it was the first day, so they were guinea pigs, and I learned what went wrong in some ways or where I can improve. And so I still paid out the bands. I made it equal. I said, you know, this time let's just make it even. We each made $10.
Nice.
So I mean, you know, better than nothing.
It's a six pack.
Better than nothing. Yeah, I mean, I spent it already on a 6-pack.
Awesome.
Actually, it was a 40-ouncer, 2 40-ouncers, so.
Classy.
Drank them on the way home, crying.
Fantastic.
I think I'll start crying about it now. No, I'm just joking. No, it's just funny how I was so negative beforehand. I'm still kind of feeling funny about it. And really, I should just be thankful for the opportunity because I learned exactly what I need to do. Mm-hmm. And now I got to make this work next Sunday. And she gave me the first weekend in October, too. So got to make this work.
Do they have, the other 6 nights of the week? Like covered? Is that why you're doing Sundays? Or
I don't know.
Because Sundays, it's just a hard night to do anyway.
Well, it's especially hard downtown. Downtown right now, Sunday's the weirdest day. I mean, businesses have the weirdest hours on Sundays.
Not, you know, I won't go out to see a band on a Sunday unless there's some like wildly fantastic reason I'm supposed to do it.
Right.
And I don't even have a place to be Monday morning. it's just because it's Sunday. That's right. The day where, you know, I pride myself on doing as little as possible.
Right.
You
know? I know. I'm wondering if I'd have better luck in a weeknight or something.
Possibly.
We'll see. You know, we'll see. But anyway, let me thank all the bands because we were all going through this process together. Rich, of course, who we know through Clark 8.
Yes, big supporter of our cause.
Yeah. Laura Weinbach. Now, this is twice now that there have been audio issues with the performance that I've been a part of. I finally told her, I think I'm bad luck for you.
She was great on It's Good. She sounded fine.
Well,
so
you weren't at the...
Must be your fault.
Yeah, I think it is because at the Hear Hear event... A friend of mine who was with me was standing behind the board, and I walked away while she was pouring to take photos and take video, and he starts lowering her guitar because he wanted to hear her voice. I'm like...
But he's standing in the wrong position to do that
well,
correctly.
He's also not with killradio.org. He's not in charge of this event.
Oh, just some person?
No, it was a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, this friend of mine who started touching the board.
Oh,
you know?
That's funny.
Yeah, and then this time, you know, her mic wasn't even working, and the audio guy, sweet guy, Damien, was like, I don't think she's projecting. And I can hear, I'm sitting right next to him at the back, towards the back of the dance floor where the audio booth is, and I can hear her singing, not in the microphone, but because she's projecting. So
there are no sweet guys named Damien. There's a reason.
I know, and he said his name's Damien. I'm like, God damn it! I was waiting for, like, spikes, and I was going to fall down a staircase
or
something.
Damien Rice. He's probably a nice guy.
I don't know who that is.
Sensitive singer-songwriter type.
He cuddles.
The Blower's Daughter. You know that song?
He's sensitive? Is that what you said? How do you know he's sensitive?
His music is sensitive.
Oh,
got it. Kind of music you would hear in Starbucks or something.
Ew.
Full of sensitive people. No, I don't mean not Damien Rice. He's actually very... very good singer songwriter.
So anyway, that's it. Let's stop talking about it.
Okay,
it was great event. I learned a lot. And
no, let's stop.
Blah blah blah.
Talking about it.
Also, what was great about it though was no, they do have this Tahitian beer there. I can't remember what it's called. That's actually really good. It has a real nice burnt kind of caramel aftertaste.
I'm jazzed. I actually have a show that I'm going to do at the end of October, October 20th at Crane's Tavern. I've never done a show there before, but a bunch of bands I've interviewed on Is Good have done shows there, and that's how I started. Ended up discussing with the management there of doing an Is Good Presents show.
Cool.
And they don't. Like, their policy is never to have a cover on Saturday nights. On Saturday nights.
Wow.
So, which is awesome. You know?
Yeah,
so,
makes it easier.
Like, the bands that I like to book prefer to do no cover shows, you know, because it's easier to draw a crowd.
Right.
And then on a Saturday night, it's easier for me to promote.
Right.
It's like pulling teeth trying to get someone to pay $7 to go to Molly's on a Wednesday.
Right. You know?
And that's a cool venue and all, but it's just like,
I just
it's
think
crazy.
The
you know?
Cover thing's weird.
I went to see Eject at Molly's last week, actually.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they were brilliant. They were great. But, I mean, there was nobody there.
I mean, it just seems like when it's a slow night, unless it's a night you know there's going to be people, then charge a cover. Otherwise, encourage them to frickin' drink. That's my attitude. The money's get the money via the alcohol.
Well, I got
so everyone's happy.
So I have Kelly DiMartino. These are all people who've been on Is Good. Kosio, who you know, and Ghost Town, and the Young Goodman Browns. It's gonna be an awesome show. So I'm sure I'll be talking about it ad nauseum between now and October 20th. So I won't bore you with
that's
all the
October
details
20th?
Now. Yes.
And then we got our event October 21st.
Yes.
Which I just firmed up the bands on. Let me just tell you really quick.
I saw your email. It's great that we're getting a head start on the promo for that this time. Maybe we could even convince some Kill Radio members to show up.
I didn't do a flyer yet.
No, but I saw that you sent out an email.
Oh, yeah. I CC'd you on that. Yeah. And I'm really happy about the bands because the bands, you know, this was the resurrection of the August show.
Right.
And those bands, some of the bands haven't contacted me. So I just, you know, dog barks and a train moves on. But I'm really happy. Chuk, 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 chuk. We got Evita Freaks, The Fast Cells, who we just played on here. Dagger Van Gogh, who we also just played.
Cool.
Jason Heath and The Greedy Souls, which we played a while ago. Zara Vaughn, who's like...
Lovely, lovely.
She and I have the greatest conversations. I can't wait to hear her sing. I told her, sing in every single language you own. Don't hold back. And then Hello Dragon, who I've been wanting for an event
too.
Oh,
yeah, they're super cool.
They're going to be really fun. So I'm really
happy
about...
that's going to be a great show.
Yeah. And... if I'm booking if I'm booking at Charlie O's, I may need your help that night. But I don't know if I will be. So
well, that's awesome. Maybe even members of Kill Radio would come to that event because that sounds like a fun.
Do we have members of Kill Radio? I think we're the only members.
Yeah, no, I read about that in a book.
In a book?
Exactly. Yeah. Whoa! Did you see that?
Yeah, it worked perfectly.
See how I did that? I just knocked that thing right through the hole.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're destroying the studio as we speak because it's Monday.
We
it's
should.
Fun. We should get to music. You are listening to Here, which is the Kill Radio submission show. People send us music from all over the world.
Yep.
And we play it here right back at the rest of the
world.
And
we have an interesting, at least on my side, I know for a fact, we have a nice wide range of music, not only both internationally and domestic, but also just genre-wise. So why don't we just go to that now?
Yes.
I have another track from MD. We played him last week. He's from an interesting part of the world called Joe Bat's Arm, Newfoundland, Canada. His MySpace page is myspace.com/MD Adams. When I saw that on his MySpace page, and you know, you can put in, you know, buttfuck Egypt for your city you're from in MySpace, I had to do something.
That's a real place.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
I had to do some research to make sure that's an actual place that it is. So he wasn't trying to I think the world's out to get me, John, sometimes, and make fun of me. So that's why I had to double check that.
The world is out to get you, just not in this particular case.
Yeah. But let's go. This is a track called Deep Impact. Again, the artist is MD, myspace.com/MDAdams. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. sorry to interrupt you with your rant there, John.
Well, I'll as soon as we go to the next music, I'll just
pick it up.
Pick it up where I left off in terms of bitching about everything.
That last artist we heard, John, how would you pronounce that?
Feust.
I'd say foist, but there's a word foist, isn't? No, that's hoist. So Feust.
It's like Faust, but with an E. I would just say Feust.
Feust? Okay. The artist's name is Feust.
Oh, wait, no. If they're from France, if it's French, then it would probably be pronounced Faust. Isn't like
if
E-U-X?
It's French, it's probably pronounced Voix.
Isn't E-U-X pronounced like O?
Yeah.
So maybe
that's
it's
not
Faust.
Faust?
Feust? Maybe it's pronounced...
Here, let's pronounce it how we pronounce in the South. Right. I'm going to say it's pronounced
Feust.
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 Feust. All right, well, Be My Slave was the name of that track. Out of Grenoble, France, myspace.com/FEUST. Those of you who have any idea how we should be pronouncing that correctly or incorrectly, you can instant message us here at the station, AOL Instant Messenger. We use the handle killradio.org without the dot, same as our website, without the dot, killradio.org. Sorry, Foost, if you're listening, we're trying to figure it out. And, you know, I could have asked you ahead of time, I guess, or whatever. Before that again was MD out of Joe Bat's Farm, Newfoundland, track called Deep Impact, myspace.com/MD Adams. Oh, and I did give out Foost's MySpace page. So we're back.
Yay.
Yay. Hooray.
Hooray.
For us.
Hey, are
music.
You ready for another installment of This Week in Pain? Because I have a good pain story for you.
Yes.
So, as many of our listeners may know, I am prone to accidentally physically harming myself.
Oh, I wanted to hear about emotional pain.
No. This is a good one. This one is one that I even called my parents about to tell them because I was so impressed with how I managed to hurt myself this time.
Okay.
I'll try to keep it short so that we can hang on to our listeners. Okay, so I'm putting in curtains in the bedroom. And I'm standing on the bed, and above the bed is a ceiling fan. Right. So there's a ceiling fan above the bed, and I'm standing up there with Shannon, and we're trying to install these curtains. And I make a joke to Shannon, like, hey, don't walk into the fan, because it'll cut your head off. And the fan is on low, and it's sort of like towards the south end of the bed, right? So and the curtains where the windows are at the other end of the bed. So it's I'm not really standing close to it.
Right.
Anyway, Shannon goes in the other room to do something. And I don't know, I drop a screw, or I'm looking for a screwdriver or something like that. So I turn around, and I bend over to get it, and I walk right into the ceiling fan, which clocks me in the head, knocks me on my ass off the side of the bed. I have a 2-inch-long, like, lump, this bruise. I'm bleeding from the head.
You're bleeding?
Yeah. Shannon calls in from the kitchen. What was that? Are you okay? I kind of walked into the fan. I'm stunned. I don't know what's going on. Like, it's one of those things where you're afraid to, like, remove your hand from the wound because you don't know if your brains are going to come pouring out. And that's basically the whole story. I walked into a moving ceiling fan.
On low,
but I walked into it as it was coming towards me. So it's kind of like being hit with, like a baseball bat or something. That was the feeling anyway.
Yeah.
And it was actually very funny because you know how like ceiling fans, like I'm looking at the one here at the studio, like it's filthy, it's covered with with dust. So my ceiling fan is white, so you could really see the dust.
Oh, no.
And then there's this like gap where my head was that removed the dust. So I guess there's some good that came out of it.
Well, you could have got an infection.
Well, then there's some bad that could still come out of it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was so impressed
by
that.
Did you clean
the wound? Not especially.
Did it
hurt? Yeah, it still hurts.
Where is it?
It's right here, like in the hairline. Like you can't, like in the upper right part of the forehead. So it's like, thank God. It wasn't my eye or my nose, you know.
Or God, like, that thing that you speak out of.
Right, my nose.
Because that would have been horrible.
So that's been This Week in Pain. And if you want a little addendum to that story, which I'm sure you don't, part of the reason I walked into the fan was that when I bent over to pick up whatever it was, I didn't bend over fully. I kind of did like a half bend.
Oh.
Because I hurt my back the week before.
Right.
Because I managed to stand up and lean back into the underside of a protruding counter. Like and just crack the lower left part of my back. Never made a bruise, but it hurts more now than it did 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So I must have pulled a muscle or something like that.
God.
So that's been This Week in Pain. on Hear Hear. Have you hurt yourself in the past week?
No. No, actually, I had a job interview on Thursday. I wore my
jockstrap.
No, I wore my 5 mile dress shoes. I walked over 5 miles on the way after the job interview, and the tops of my toes are totally thrashed right now from being just shredded. They're kind of like. They point out they're kind of like late 60s point boxy kind of dress shoes. They're really cool. Men's dress shoes, you fucking asshole. I totally got you in the nards right there.
I know. You were close enough that I said, ow.
I'm going to premeditatively say, ow.
That's how you know they're real. Yeah. It hurts even when you think about it.
What were we talking about the other day? We were talking about some gross guy, and I just inadvertently, with just defense mechanism, and clenched my ass together because I just didn't want any entrance in that area. I can't remember what you're talking about. Every time they were talking about something gross about some gross guy. Oh, I was with two friends. We were looking at all the child molesters in downtown in the neighborhood because you can look at the sex offenders website and see where they live because they have to register. And one of them was a customer at Lost Souls. And every time we'd look at someone, we'd see a face and think if they looked familiar.
Wait, how did you know if it was a customer at Lost Souls?
Because we've seen him in Lost Souls
a million
times.
Oh, you recognize the face.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so my ass would clench automatically every single time. Like, oh.
So those are people you would rather not be sodomized by.
And then Andrea was so funny. She goes, well, let's look at your walk home from downtown to your house in Boyle Heights and see if there's anyone on the way.
See how many pedophiles you pass between
and she kept going when she'd see the crime that there was always someone under the age of 13 or 14. She goes, oh, they're not into you. Don't worry. I mean, it was so horrible.
I never go to those websites because I'm always afraid I'm going to find myself there.
No.
Okay, so why don't we go to music? This is a band I'm actually familiar with. I've played their music on Is Good, and I was introduced to their music by a band called Slings, who put out this great compilation of like really cool indie bands that they had played with. This is a band from San Francisco called The Blank Tapes, and I really like their music. Other people apparently like their music too. OC Weekly says that the Blank Tape songs have so much unmistakable life in them that you can just about watch the flowers sprout. Be embraced, you millions. And there's other longer, glowing reviews of the Blank Tapes. So I'm going to go ahead and play a track. They just have this new CD just come out called Daydreams. And you can go to myspace.com/theblanktapes or theblanktapes.com to get more information on these artists. And I think they periodically come down south to play, so you could probably catch them in LA sometime in the not too distant future. So here's a couple of tracks for you from the album Daydreams from the Blank Tapes. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Dancing with me.
Yay.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
When we go back to music, I'm going to pick up where I left off of bitching and complaining and kvetching. So well, I'm glad we finished you.
Let me just first say that was the Blank Tapes, and they're cool. And they're from San Francisco. And check out their music at myspace.com/theblanktapes.
Yeah, they were great. They were great music to bitch to.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a lot of bitching done during that.
And I felt like they were supportive, and it was nice. It actually kept me from getting even more angry.
Yeah. Word.
You know, what's great about being in an organization, any organization, is you learn a lot about groups.
Yes.
And groups go through, whatever you want to call it, evolutionary stages. And we're going through a fun one right now.
Yes.
Killradio.org.
We are learning so much about each other.
So much.
And ourselves.
Yes.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, I watched 3 movies on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah. 3 movies.
What'd you watch?
I don't remember.
Stupid. God.
I watched Farce of the Penguins, which is basically Bob Saget took a bunch of stock footage of penguins and did a farce of March of the Penguins.
Oh, no.
Narrated by Samuel L. Jackson with voices of Bob Saget and Lewis Black and Tracy Morgan and a bunch of other comedians.
Is it funny?
Comedians. It's funny. It's mostly potty humor and dirty sex humor.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it did make me laugh out loud. At least a couple of times.
Uh-huh. I love this intersection.
I felt like, I don't know, for some reason this weekend, I was like a day behind. It really screwed up my Sunday because I felt like Friday was Saturday and I felt like Saturday was Sunday. So I treated Saturday like Sunday. And then when Sunday actually happened, I couldn't figure out what was going on. I was totally lost and confused. So anyway, Saturday was like a lazy Sunday for me. And then we watched all these movies. So I watched Farce of the Penguins. And we watched some indie flick called Big Nothing with Simon Pegg from Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead, and David Schwimmer, who basically just plays Ross in everything that he's in. And that was a mediocre film, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we watched In the Mouth of Madness, one of my favorite John Carpenter movies, and Shannon had never seen it. Do you know this one? Sam Neill plays an insurance investigator trying to find this missing horror novelist a la Stephen King.
Right.
And finds him in a fictional town that was created because his books have supernatural powers.
Oh.
It's a cool movie. It's flawed, but it's a cool movie. And it had been one of my favorite movies, and I lost the DVD, and so I finally broke down and bought like a previewed copy of it and then showed it to Shannon. And then I told her before we started, like, listen, you don't have to like it, but you have to pretend you like it because I like it. Because I hate it when you're like really into something and then you share it with someone that means something to you and they're like, this is dumb. You know, so like
They can be nice about it.
Yeah, but she actually liked it. So it was like, yes.
How do you know she actually liked it?
Well, I don't care. I'm just saying. It just seemed like she liked it. And it's great because we're married. So it's just like one more thing where it's like, oh, good. All right. Check for Shannon.
Yeah. I watched the last I hadn't seen of The Boondocks. I don't know if you know that cartoon.
Oh, I love The Boondocks.
I rented it off of Netflix.
I
want to
get
that.
The main title music for that.
It's really good.
I
want
to find that song because I think it's a really cool song, too.
Yeah. It's really fun. I watched that. And then I don't know if you ever lose DVDs. You know they're in the house somewhere.
Yeah.
One got separated from its box, and I found it. It was the very first. I don't know if you've ever seen The Prisoner, that British weird spy show.
I haven't, but I mean, I know of it. Yeah,
it's such a trip. And it was the first episode, and I hadn't seen it in a long time, so I popped that in and watched it. It's like an hour long, and God, the British were weird in the early 60s.
Yeah, but they're totally normal now.
Yeah, compared to us. Compared to us, they are so normal. God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very exciting stuff. Hey, why don't we go back to music? And
I didn't do any drugs this weekend.
Really?
None.
You should apply for a job.
I had 2 job interviews last week.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm just saying, while the stove is hot.
Wasn't the rain on Saturday fun?
It was so fantastic.
I loved it. And I hate rain. But like we're in a drought and
it was like pouring outside and you're inside.
Forest fire. Oh, actually I was stuck in Hollywood. I had my meditation to go to on Saturday.
Oh.
And so I'm in Hollywood, I get on the subway and it's just pouring down. And I just waited. I knew it would stop a little bit, and then I went. It was fine.
I miss seasons, man. I grew up in a place that had very distinct seasons and they were like, you know, it would really pour. When there'd be a storm, it would be like, yeah, I'm a storm. Check it out, motherfucker. And then, you know, and then it would snow. And, you know, LA is just so middle of the road when it comes to weather.
I don't know. Maybe it's
because global warming leaving us out.
I guess because I've lived here my whole life, I see the differences in the seasons. And I like it because I've already seen, even though technically we're still in summer,
You can see that fall is descending on LA, but not like you can on the East Coast where the leaves are really turning color.
We're not talking about the East Coast. We're talking about LA.
I'm just saying it's something that's missing in LA.
No, it's not missing at all. I never understand that. Like, people come out here and bitch about the weather like we're doing something wrong.
You are.
No,
you are.
It's naturally how it's supposed to be.
No.
Yes.
It's unnatural.
It's
everything about LA is unnatural.
It's Eurocentric attitudes about the weather on the East Coast applied to the West Coast. I remember we were having an 80-degree week during December, and I was in this...
Too hot.
I was in this liquor store, and this actress... The guy goes, "Hey, how you doing?" And this girl goes, I can tell she was a total starlet. She goes, "I'm from New York, and it shouldn't be hot like this right now, and I'm just really mad." And I want to go, "Why don't you fucking go back to New York?"
Okay, that's dumb. But leaves turning color in the fall? That's pretty.
I'm sure it's pretty, but it's not what Southern California is about.
What is Southern California about?
It doesn't mean, and just saying the weather here is the weather here. I don't ever see people bitching like there's something wrong with the weather here. There's nothing wrong with the weather.
It's not that there's something wrong with it. It's just that when you grow up in a place that has seasons, that's how you mark time passing.
Could you imagine if I went to Maryland?
Just listen to me. When you grow up in a place with seasons, that's how you markate that time is passing. When you move to a place that doesn't have seasons, you feel like you're falling into an empty black vortex of nothingness.
What would happen if I went to New York or Maryland and started complaining about...
You would get your ass kicked.
Well, then I should kick your ass when we go to music, because it's just the dumbest thing. All these people who transplant here because they're actors or whatever silly reason, and then they want L.A. to be like back east. No. Well, if L.A. was like back east, it wouldn't be L.A. The studio system never would have developed itself.
I'm not saying I want L.A. to change. Hollywood. I'm not saying I want L.A. to change. All I'm saying is this whole thing started just me saying that I miss seasons. Because fall is a beautiful season everywhere but L.A. That's all I'm trying to say.
It's ugly here.
Well, it's not especially ugly here compared to other places of similar climates. Mm. But yeah, fall's fucking ugly in L.A.
Stupid. Let's go to music so I can punch you.
Do it.
I can't wait to hear this and
play
see.
Play music.
Hopefully this
and
was...
then kick my ass. Go ahead. So play your music, and then I will see you try
if
to kick
shut
my
up,
ass.
I will. Now shut
go
up.
Ahead.
I'm gonna.
Let's go.
I'm gonna.
You gonna go? Let's
I'm
go.
Gonna.
You
I'm
wanna
gonna.
Go? Let's
Hold
go.
On. I'm gonna. This is Mock Fox, who we've played before. They're from Minneapolis. MySpace.com/Mock Fox. Boy, you're gonna get it. this is the Franksome remix of Build It Down. You're listening to here on KillRadio.org.
Mark pulls hair.
When we come back, it'll just be me hosting the show. Thank you very much.
No John fingernails.
John will be locked out. I'm going to lock him out out of the studio.
You pansy.
Here with Mark and John on killradio.org.
You're listening to Kill Radio. Hear, hear on Kill Radio. MySpace.com/hear, hear. HEAR_HERE. This is where the music gets played, people.
Sorry. You know, John, you sound so great, but you look so horrible. What happened? Did someone hit you? Did someone punch you in the gut? Oh,
there's blood everywhere.
I mean, you look great, but...
Oh.
Or you sound great, I should say, but you don't look great. You look great from my point of view. I feel very satisfied about the work I did.
It's just you never close your fist. Anyways, that's smacking.
And I don't cut my nails.
So it burns. Yeah. Thanks for the ass whooping.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Whatever. You got more out of it than I did.
I did. It almost turned to rape. It's a good thing music came back on.
Woo!
Lucky you.
You know, speaking of rape, funny thing happened.
Stupid.
No, I don't have a story. We're just listening to the awesome band from Poland,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Lincoln Six Echo. They've submitted to us before under this name, also under the narrow name. It was Terror. Shoot, I can figure it out.
Are you really going to just go look it up and try and figure it out? Wow, you just abandoned the audience that way.
It was Terror Smith. That's what I wanted to say, but I wasn't sure. So they've submitted to us before. They're out of Poland, Lincoln Six Echo. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Lincoln666. Love that. Also, that track was called, I'm going to say that's pronounced Shauri, S-H-A-U-R-I, Lincoln Six Echo. And before that was Mock Fox out of Minneapolis. Both these bands have submitted to us a number of times. The track we heard from Mock Fox was Build It Down. It says it's the Franksome remix. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/mockfox. M-A-C-H.
And let me on air, thank you for the awesome promo that you put together
for us
in between those two songs.
Yep. There's more coming. I got some more next week.
That's great. That's
fantastic. I'm having fun with that.
I'm just curious. What do you think about Ahmadinejad speaking at Columbia University?
I think it's awesome. I think we should call more of these dictators on the carpet and let New York, Columbia go after them. Because
forget about all the free speech stuff. You just like it as a ruse so that they could get...
Well, because in his country, he's not having to answer for the stuff he says. He's not getting laughed at. I mean, when he said... Wow. There was an article in the article today, he said that homosexuality doesn't exist in Iran. And the writer read that the audience laughed uproariously when he said that.
Right.
And you know what? He should be laughed
at. That's the cradle of the known universe. Homosexuality was invented in Iran.
Well, the horrible thing... I mean, the thing that isn't funny about that is I've seen photos of... It got news traction of these young men who were in some village who were caught for being gay, and they were hung.
Yeah, no, he executes
I saw the photos, and it broke my heart. I mean, every time I think about it, it's so horrifying. So, you know, let him come here in all his... you know, arrogance and stupidity and be mocked in a sense. At the same time, you know, stuff he is saying about the United States, you know, to me, he does have some validity, but he needs to understand if he's going to say things like Israel should be wiped off the earth.
Stupid because Israel is full of people. It doesn't matter what you think politically. Right. You don't take a place that's full of people and say, I'm going to wipe it off the earth and then expect to be treated with respect for having that political viewpoint.
Yeah, say what you will about the Israeli government and how they do things, but there's many people there of different points of view, and there's Israeli Arabs and all kinds of stuff. It's just a dumb thing to say.
It doesn't even matter what their points of view are. They're human beings.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't. You're not going to get what you want. His talking about the United States being arrogant and kind of pushing their own agenda, I think he's totally factual in. But he's stupid in that he says things and then expects to be heard in other areas. You just can't debate that way.
I don't know where I stand on the issue, frankly, because it's – in one sense, I don't necessarily believe that – well, I do believe in freedom of speech. I don't think that everybody is entitled to a platform just because they say they are. And I think it would probably not – be treated we wouldn't even really be discussing it if Columbia was putting, let's say, a Klansman up there to give a talk about how all black people should be wiped off the earth.
Right.
And from my perspective, he's, you know, Ahmadinejad, just because he happens to hold a position of political power doesn't make him any more worthy of respect than some idiot in a hood.
But it doesn't sound like he was respected at this.
No, I'm just saying in terms of winning the privilege to be put on a platform to talk to a large group of people. I'm not talking about how people did respond to it. I'm saying the idea is if a university invites you to give a talk, they are literally putting you at a podium on a pedestal because they're saying, you know, we may not agree with your opinion, but we respect that you have it. But they probably wouldn't do that for some Klansmen. The only difference is that Ahmadinejad happens to hold a position of political power. Whatever it is that he did to obtain that position, who knows? But he's just another racist guy. You know, he is a hate monger. I don't care. That he, you know, so
but we get. So, I don't know where you draw the line then.
Because that's what I'm saying. I don't know where you draw the line because on that level, I can understand why you wouldn't want someone like Ahmadinejad to speak at a place like Columbia University. On the flip side of that argument, it's like, yeah, where do you draw the line? It's like, and on top of that, isn't our own president a war criminal? Isn't the government of the United States currently engaged? Someone was mentioning on TV today about how the Iranian government supports genocide, right? And they do. They support the ethnic cleansing of Israel, for example.
Right.
Well, isn't President Bush's complete inaction on Africa the same thing as condoning genocide?
Sure.
So should someone like President Bush be allowed to speak at a university in Africa or some other country?
Well,
like,
but see, this is what I think the problem, number one, that's why what has really turned me on to Barack Obama was when he said we need to engage these foreign governments, especially the so-called Axis of Evil, rather than sequester them. First of all, we're always talking to them. There's always channels of some sort of communication, whether it's through Switzerland or whomever. We're still talking to all these people. The stupidity is when we keep them isolated. That seems, I think, allows them to fester and to flourish rather than engaging them directly head on. And who better than a group of, an audience that was 80% university students that laugh at him uproariously when he says there's no homosexuality in Iran. I mean, there's things like that. And the guy who first said it, what was the quote? I mean, the guy said, just came out of the box and just said something like he's just like a pathetic. I'm going to see if I can find it real quick, the quote. He said that he was
a petty and cruel dictator.
I mean, he could say that. Our president can't say that, but why not let someone else call him on and say, you're a petty and cruel dictator?
Yeah.
Please. I mean, that's why I think it's kind of, it was a really healthy thing. Like, yeah, come out of the closet, you fucking asshole. You think you're so hot. And let's see what you got to say with this and this and this, And he's backpedaling on the Holocaust thing now and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so,
I think the debate really centers on what it means to speak at a university. I think that's where people are like locking horns here. It's not this particular person that's necessarily the problem,
right?
Because other hated people give speeches in other locations. But I think in Western culture, there is this idea that speaking at a university means something about who you are. You know, it is a position of respect, even if your beliefs aren't respected. And so I think the thing that people are coming up against is the idea that we would offer this petty and cruel dictator that position of philosophical respect, that he's worthy of being put on a pedestal to even speak.
I don't look at it that way at all. I think what better way, in a political situation, it would all just be politics talking. In this situation, the gloves are off in a sense. And look, I mean,
well, like, he has every right to talk to the U.N. as a member of the council.
Not going to say to his face, you're a petty and cruel dictator. He's going to talk in roundabout ways, blah, 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 blah. But this way...
And then have Vicente Fox call him the cockiest man he's ever met in his life.
You know, and then in this regard, he was met head on by people who had no political... were going to have no political follow-up by saying whatever they want, and they said it.
Yeah.
And in a sense, I think that is more valid and more healthy than being scared of some sort of... giving him some sort of putting him on a pedestal or something. I don't think
I don't know that it's fair. I think it's that people find it on principle to be morally offensive because in this culture, in this idea that U.S. culture perpetrates, that speaking at a college has some significance that's different from, let's say, speaking at the U.N., which he has every right to do, or speaking on his daily blog or whatever.
We should probably move on to music, but...
I think people are offended by the idea. I mean, because I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying about it being a good idea.
Look at our bedfellows of China and how we let them speak in different ways and the way we engage them.
Well, there's clearly a double standard, yeah.
Oh, totally. And, so, I mean, let this asshole speak. Let him come out of the closet. Let him be mocked and flaunt. Let him have to own up to what he's saying by smart people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And let him be heard too. Frankly, I don't think we should be scared of. I mean, what's he going to do? I mean, he's going to go back and he's going to spin it any way he wants. Yeah, I spoke at Columbia University. And so the people who think he's hot shit in Iran, who already think he's hot shit already, are going to think, wow, you're hot shit. People who don't think he's hot shit are still going to not think he's hot shit. And they're going to probably find out a way how he was kind of mocked and laughed at.
He probably doesn't understand the difference between laughter and applause. So, all right. Well, it's an interesting discussion anyway. Fuck the fucking fucker. And let's move on. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
I wish I knew how to say that in Farsi. I could probably find out if you give me a moment.
And let's get on to some music. This is a band called My Were They. That's
what?
That's my were my, and then the past tense of.
Oh, my is were they?
My were they? Yeah, I didn't my even put they. It that way. MySpace.com/my were they.
I wear a top hat. I talk that way all the time. My were they?
And this is an album called After They Threw Me in the River and Before I Drowned. I'll play a couple tracks for you. And you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Stick around.
I've seen the future.
Everybody, that's what you're listening to on killradio.org.
That was the
My Were They. MySpace.com/My Were They.
And yeah, they probably don't pronounce it that way. They probably pronounce it a little more studly.
My Were They.
No, with a German accent. My Were They. That didn't really sound German, but you got the point across.
Yes.
Stupid.
We have ways of making you listen to our music. My Were They. I have nothing else to say about that.
They're
it was
fun.
Cool. I enjoyed it.
Where are they from again? I don't remember.
I also do not remember, and I will have to look it up.
Great.
Yes.
Good.
So this is what you get when you don't pay people to do a job like mine. You know.
Oh, is that what that looks like? And that what that is? This is
what
I'm saying.
That's what this is. It's sort of mediocre, lackadaisical. You know. I could work so much harder for Kill Radio if they would
just
pay me $600 or $700 a week.
Let's find out where they're from. Kelly!
Kelly, get that cute ass back in here.
Yeah, get out of the bathroom. Get over here. What are you crying about?
Is that white powder on your face?
So he's crying.
Anyway.
Where's this band right here? Where are they from?
Go find out. On foot. All right. We should probably let Kelly do her thing.
Quit your sniveling. I can hear you.
Try not to suck any cock on the way to the... Sorry. We got issues.
That was something I would have said. I'm ruining you. No, you're ruined.
I'm ruined. I'm done.
Try not to suck any cock.
Send me to Iran to speak at one of their prestigious universities.
Now that would be fun. Let's do our show in Tehran.
That would be awesome.
Oh, my God. We
could do Here, Here, Tehran. How cool would that be?
I'm not gay, and he's not a Jew.
We're just very happy to be here.
We're just nice wasps. We believe in our Lord, and we have respect for Muhammad.
Yeah,
Death
to the infidels. Let's go to music.
Please. God, could you imagine? We get killed in Italy. We get off the plane. We're immediately beheaded.
All we'd be able to play is the call to prayer.
Yeah, which
Send your call to prayer to Kill Radio. Attention, Here, Here with Mark and John. Actually, if you do want to hear your music on Kill Radio, it's super easy. You just have to send it to us. That's how discriminating we are. It just so happens that most of the music we play is good, but really it's nothing. It's not our doing.
Anyway.
Thank you for that.
We're turning to a morning DJ show where we have sound effects in the background.
Good morning.
Clap. What were you saying? I think it was important.
Just that if you want to hear your music on here on killradio.org.
Or maybe you don't after how we've been today.
You can send a CD to the station at 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, LA 90004. Or you can email MP3s to mark@killradio.org.
Yeah. Be sure to include all the information that we ask. It's on our MySpace page. Sorry to interrupt you. Were you about to say that? MySpace.com/here_HEAR_HERE. It's just amazing. People have been great lately with their submissions, but people just send an MP3, not tagged, and no information. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and with the CDs, just let me know if there's specific tracks you would like me to play. If you're playing anywhere, especially locally, in the near future, let us know about that, so we'll make sure to mention it on the air. And
well, with the internet, isn't everywhere local now? I mean, if you're playing in Tehran, we should know that you're playing on Habibi's, tavern.
Now you're being racist.
Well, it's only fair. Habibi's Tavern, where they don't serve any alcohol at all. They just serve kakarai tea, which is an actual tea. It's Jamaica tea.
Nice.
That's what I drink at when I go to my hookah bar.
Nice.
Have you ever had Jamaica like in a Mexican restaurant? It's the bright red burgundy colored drink. It's made from hibiscus flowers.
No, I've never had it.
Oh, it's really good.
I've had horchata.
That's just to the right of the Jamaica.
Exactly. That's the white stuff, isn't it?
To the left of the tamarindo.
And I thought it was made from rice, but it's not. It's made out of some sort of nut.
No, horchata is made from rice.
It's apparently made from the ground nut that is white.
It's rice.
It's some sort of nut. It's called a ground nut, actually.
Hmm. Well,
let's look it up.
You've never had Jamaica before.
Look up ground nut.
We're going to have another fight at the break.
You know what? I'm going to look up ground nut, and then I'm going to kick your ass.
And you're going to get so many. You're going to get my favorite porn title come up, ground nuts.
You're a Holocaust denier.
No, I'm pro-Holocaust. I'm for the
Holocaust. I'm what you call a Holocaust exaggerator.
Did you hear what I said?
I think it's still happening.
I'm for the Holocaust.
Yes. Well, I hear that every time I come in to do the show.
Oh, shut up.
Anti-Semite.
My people were there, too.
Whatever.
We were wearing purple triangles.
Whatever. Name five famous gay people.
Do you really want me to?
I know you can. I just thought maybe I'd trip you up. I don't know.
Freddie Mercury.
And
let's go to music.
Dick Cheney. Okay.
Isn't
it your turn to go to music? So why don't you do that?
Dick Cheney,
dude, this show is so going to run over. We're going to be here like
4 hours.
We're going to be here so long, there might actually be a live show on after us. That's how long we're going to be here.
We better hurry then. This is an artist. I don't speak French. We've played them before.
That's a good name for an artist.
No.
I don't speak French.
This is an artist. Parenthetical, I don't speak French. But their name is...
Keep those parentheticals to
Le yourself. Le Quasi? They're out of Dallas, Texas, so maybe they don't speak French at all. But
how do you know it's not Les Cousins? How do you know it's not like a...
I'm just going to say that. Leslie Cousins. God.
I told you my idea, right, for a play about depressed lesbians. It's going to call Les Miserables. It's going to be awesome.
That's stupid. That's such a straight guy thing. You just proved that you have the straight gene.
Really?
Did you notice how I didn't laugh? That's like Three Stooges humor.
Oh, I thought you were laughing on the inside.
No, crying. They're out of Dallas, Texas. MySpace.com/LesCousins. LesCousins. This track is called Samsara. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
So soft to play. I don't wanna go away.
That was Dagger Van Gogh. I'm going to be performing at the next Hear Hear fundraiser at Lost Souls Cafe, October 21st, third Sunday of the month. That was a track called Milkman. He's based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/Dagger Van Gogh Music, just like Vincent Van Gogh, but it's Dagger Van Gogh Music. Before that, once again, was Les Cousins. Les Cousins. We'll just say it that way. Les Cousins. Track called Samsara. They're out of Dallas, Texas, myspace.com/Les Cousins. Only one S.
And I just want to say that, yes, horchata is cinnamon rice milk, as I initially thought, but my father is wrong once every 3 years.
It's not about right or wrong. It's just people from Maryland.
He insisted that it was made from groundnut, and I don't know where he got this information.
People from Maryland shouldn't talk about Mexico.
No, but I mean, this is a man who read Don Quixote in Spanish and understood.
That's about Spain. They didn't mention horchata in that novel.
No, I'm just saying he's a worldly sort.
Wait, no, you haven't given a source about. You haven't cited anything to him. I mean, did he read the autobiography of Pancho Villa or something? Or
he very well may
have.
I wouldn't put it past him.
He probably wrote one of the biographies for Pancho Villa.
Yeah. He's that sort.
Yeah.
So when the man tells you that something's made out of groundnut, you don't go, hey.
So that's what I'm seeing.
But it's cinnamon.
When you act a certain way, it's how your dad raised you.
What are you talking about?
I said it.
What does that mean?
I don't need to explain. The listeners know.
Explain to me why you feel that way.
I don't feel any way. I'm just giving you some information.
What way don't you feel?
Are you preparing for your master's degree right now?
I am.
Or is this how your dad talks to you?
Yes.
Yes, D. All of the above.
D, one of the above.
Actually, probably in the Hirschfeld home, it was Q, all of the above. So many myriad of reasons.
Yeah. we're wise, informed people.
Sound like a lot of fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
What did you mean by that? Wow.
Yeah, so,
you were saying yes and no at the same time, it sounded like. Don't send the link to the show to your parents.
Let's go back to music.
Hurry.
This is a band called Goth Jones. Hey, could you bring up their myspace.com/GothJones or have our intern do it?
What was that, Kelly?
Is she back yet?
Your mom's online too, John. What are we doing?
Myspace.com/GothJones. I'm pretty sure it's a local act, and just want to make sure that if they have any upcoming shows in the near future that you know to go to them, or at least think about going to them while you listen to the songs I'm about to play. They have a new album out called Let It Pound, and they sent it to us,
phone?
And let's see what
we
I got.
We got the Cocaine on the 13th.
The Cocaine, which is great. There's all these cool indie bands playing there.
Which is so weird, because I went by the Cocaine last night.
Yeah?
You don't have the PC up, do you? I went by the Cocaine last night, and it was quiet around 11. They must have been quiet that night.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah, I know the Central Second Collective does a bunch of stuff there on Sundays.
Right, that's why I thought it was weird that there was... When I was walking home, I walked by it. That's what I'm saying. It was normally Cocaine night.
Maybe they had the day off. Well, anyway, October 13th at the Cocaine, and then October 27th at Fanatic Salon in Culver City. This is Goth Jones, myspace.com/GothJones. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Crab cakes. I was sedated, and
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That's a local band called Goth Jones. Check out myspace.com/Goth Jones. And they have another album out that I have right here, and I'll play it at another show, another episode, called Goth Bless America, which is funny. And then they have this new one called Let It Pound, so check it out. And they're over at The Cocaine this October 13th, if that is your thing. MySpace.com/HearHear is our website where you can get all the latest information on what we're doing. That's HEAR_HERE. We've got benefits supporting killradio.org, and lots of other things going on and happening that are very exciting for us, at least.
Yep.
So, yeah. What's going on, Mark?
None. Just
hanging out. Just chilling.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. My landlord's coming by the apartment tomorrow.
For coffee?
Sex.
Oh, for sex.
That's how I've been paying my rent.
Awesome.
No. God.
My landlord's a corporation, and let me tell you, my ass is sore when we're gone.
Sore is not the right word. Blown out, probably, I would think.
Gross.
Well, sore.
I don't know.
That's like if you got spanked.
Is
that what they're into?
Did I tell you the whole thing about the lamp and the outlet that burst into flames? And then they said I had to have insurance. They finally agreed to pay for half of it. They should pay for all of it, but it was funny that just by annoying them, I convinced them to pay for half of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not interesting to anyone but me, but
yeah. I
just wanted to share that.
I'll tell you, in our society, oftentimes, you know, that whole saying about the squeaky wheel gets the oil is, even though as parents we're not supposed to reward bad behavior, that's what we do end up doing to each other as adults. If anyone complains loud enough, especially if you're a company that sells something, they'll respond in some way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I complained at Carl's Jr. one time about how the place was a mess and the customer service was bad, and I got some coupons for some hamburgers that I didn't want. We were only at Carl's Jr. because we were desperate for food.
You know what I hate? What I hate is when they give when corporations give you more of their bad product to make up for the fact that their product is bad. The one that always gets me is on TV. It's like, it's one of these dating sites. It's either Match.com or eHarmony or something like that.
Right.
And they're like, you know, try it, and then if you don't find someone special in 6 months, you get to, you know, we'll give you another 6 months free. What is that supposed to accomplish?
So I can deal with the same old boring guys.
So, like, if our product
guys
doesn't work, we'll give you more of our dysfunctional product for 6 months.
If you're not happy with our product, we'll make you more unhappy.
We'll make you more unhappy.
Yeah.
And if after that 6 months you still haven't found someone.
That's what's funny at Disneyland. If you have a bad time at Disneyland, they'll give you free passes to come again.
Right.
Why would you want to come again if you had such a horrible time?
Exactly.
Yeah. I haven't been to Disneyland in a long time. When's the last time you were at Disneyland?
I've never been.
Shut up, really?
I have never been. I went to Disney World when I was a little kid once, and then I went to Epcot Center this past New Year's in Orlando.
New Year's.
But I've never been to what?
Oh, that's right. That's when you first publicly experimented with homosexuality, was that Epcot trip, right?
Well, publicly experimented with hanging out with a group of homosexuals.
And were passed around like a joint.
Oh, Shannon and I both were.
Yeah, well, Shannon wasn't. She's like, yeah, pass it around, boys.
But no, I've never actually been to Disney in Anaheim,
you know,
California.
Because it's easy to hate it, but
like Los Angeles.
No, but what's amazing about Disneyland is some of the rides
have seasons.
No, they're old. They're old rides. They don't feel old, but like the Pirates of the Caribbean ride has such an old. I mean, that was done in the 50s, and it has still that feeling. I mean, with such
like
the music,
it's creaky,
stuff.
Like falling
Except
apart.
No, they've changed it though, I guess, because of the Pirates of the Caribbean movie. But there's those aspects of the old part that I just really love about Disneyland. I grew up with it because I'm from Anaheim originally. And we would go to Disneyland at least once a year.
Do they have a Tilt-A-Whirl?
No, it's not like a carny kind of atmosphere.
Tilt-A-Whirl is the shit.
What's a Tilt-A-Whirl?
That's the one that they use in the movie The Explorers to go to...
That doesn't explain it.
To outer space. It's like a round thing
and you hold
onto the railing, and it's on a thing that spins, and then you spin on that thing, and you hang on.
And it turns up on its side?
And it's, and it looks like an eggshell kind of shape, and you're in it,
and
you spin around inside it.
They have real rides. They don't have carnival rides.
And it tilts, and you whirl.
No.
Okay.
Well, no. They have some pretty fun rides, though.
Okay, then. Is it your turn for music?
Yeah, how come you're just not with the program today? What's the matter, John? Why don't we have it? How do you like your job here?
I like it just fine, I guess.
Fine.
It's all right.
Fine's all right. Those are words of adequacy.
This is how I would be in a corporate environment if like I was fucking up and they'd be like, John, do you like your job here? I'd be like, it's all right, I guess.
I know, what do you
something
expect?
Wrong or did I do something?
I mean,
it's kind of far from home.
I'd rather be independently wealthy.
Yeah, I mean, all things being the same, I'd rather not be here. Do you need something from me? A stapler or some more paper for the machine?
Do you need me to fill the stapler?
Is that the problem? Is it my attitude? Because
I can act happier. I'm an actor, yeah. As you know.
I can act like I really want the job. Is that what you're looking for? More like more of like a you know hey how's it. You know, more chipper, like I could wear pieces of flair. Would that work for you? Or
what, let's talk about flair, John. I want to hear what you think flair is.
You know, like a swastika or a Jewish star, whatever. You know,
at the same time,
you know, whatever floats your boat.
Sure, if you'd like to keep your job here, that's what I'd like to see.
Like a pin that says Obama Ahmadinejad, 08. Would that do it for you?
I'm not sure because I'm not as smart as you, but I think you're
right.
Making...
Well, that's how you got the supervisory position that
I
you got.
I think you're making fun of me.
Yeah, but not directly. I'd get fired for that.
What?
Exactly.
I know.
Can we move it along, please?
Wow.
Because I don't want to be here, you know, all the way up until another show comes in.
We have 20 minutes and I have three more sets.
I don't like to, you know what happens when I smear the Kill Radio members.
Okay, then shut up. We're going back to Dallas. This is an artist by the name of Jacob Ide.
It's like in time travel, you know, and if you show up at the same place as your other person and then the world explodes, that's what happens when I meet another live Kill Radio show. That's why it's important for us to get out of here before another DJ comes in at 7 or whenever that is, 6. Are you done?
Am I done?
I'm projecting.
Great. Jacob Ide out of Dallas, Texas. This is a track called, I'm not sure what it's about. But it's called I Went Hunting with Vice President Cheney. I wonder what this is going to be about. This is myspace.com/JacobIde. That's JACOBIDE. Here it is.
End up with a mushroom clap.
You, Jacob Ide, Le Rock Musician. I went hunting with Vice President Cheney, and now I've only got half a face. Good thing I've got lots of money to bring me back into the human race. Halliburton bought my soul in exchange for a lifetime supply of oil. Now I gotta find a way to exploit the toil and permanently corrupt the soil. I went hunting with Vice President Cheney. Now I've only got half a face. Good thing I've got lots of money to bring back into the human race. And Tuscaloosa is the Antichrist. 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 Tonight's PSA is about marijuana. Marijuana is an awful, evil, and horrible narcotic that no one should ever purchase. And you know why? Because buying marijuana supports terrorist groups financially. Now, don't think about the fact that if you were to subsidize American farmers to grow and distribute marijuana within the United States, it would be a crippling financial blow to terrorist organizations. I went hunting with Vice President Cheney. Now I've only got half a face. Good thing I got lots of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an artist by the name of Blimp out of just north of us, out of Ventura, California. Track called Tiny Tiny, myspace.com/blimpmusic. Before that, again, was Jason Ide. I Went Hunting with Vice President Cheney. Track's barely over a minute long. I'm wondering maybe if it's.
It seemed like
to be
it
longer.
Ended abruptly.
Yeah, it crossfaded weird.
But then so did Dick Cheney's hunting trip.
Boom. True that. He's out of Dallas, Texas, myspace.com/JacobIde. That's Jacob I-D-E. Again, if you have any questions about any of the artists you hear today, you can instant message us here at the station. Many people do. We use the handle killradio.org, just like our website, killradio.org, just without the dot. John?
Back to you, John. Well, Mark, what we have here is a CD by an artist called Lo-Fi Sugar. Look at this, who sent this lovely little card with her CD. And
oh, there's a kitty on it.
This person is really cool. First of all,
they call this gentleman. That's bullshit.
I heard of Lo-Fi Sugar. This is a true MySpace story. Like, half of the bands that I've interviewed on my show, well, okay, like five or six different bands I've interviewed on Is Good, have her in their top eight. So I'm like, who is this Lo-Fi Sugar person? Why haven't I interviewed them yet? She does electronic music, and she sings. And all these other bands were like rock bands, you know, like Death to Anders and those kind of bands. And so I don't know exactly what the connection is, but I've invited her on the show. She's coming on, I think, October 11th. She's going to be on Is Good. Right now, she's currently on tour with Paul Van Dyk.
Wow.
Who's awesome. Who's a great electronic producer.
Does she know that we're both cat people? I mean, she's playing her cards right.
Oh, there's
business.
A cat on
really
the card
trippy
there?
Orange cat card.
Anyway, so she sent me this CD, and I've listened to it, and it's really good. And look at this cool one sheet. It's designed to look like a MySpace page, but it's obviously
really
a design.
Yeah.
Like, you read up here, like, the little thing, Lo-Fi Sugar plays music. You will, like,
oh,
that's
funny.
Your eyes have fallen off. It's got her contact information, all that stuff. Anyway, myspace.com/lo-fi-sugar for more information on the artist. She's got an EP called The Divine Edit.
And that's a picture of her at Union Station.
Is that where that is?
Yep.
All right.
Recognize that tile.
And I recently interviewed her her boyfriend, Jacob, who is the frontman to the Young Goodman Browns, which was on Is Good recently and is going to play at my Crane's Tavern show October 20th. Really talented band. Doesn't really have anything to do with this. I just thought about it because my mind travels and ends up. And now I'm still talking about it, and I don't know why. Maybe because
I'm trying to get a word in.
I had a co-host. Maybe they'd stop me, but I guess apparently he's not going to stop me. He's... Just gonna stand, sit there and look at me, and not really.
I'm bewildered.
Give me any
at
help.
At best,
so
I'm confused.
Why don't we just go? We'll play this music, and we'll come back, and then maybe he'll start doing his job. I don't know if he even likes his job here.
No.
You're listening to Hear Here.
I did
on killradio.org, and this is Lo-Fi Sugar.
Okay.
next door. Next door. I may like to hold you.
We're back on Hear Hear on killradio.org, listening to Lo-Fi Sugar, myspace.com, LoFiSugar. Lo-Fi Sugar is Heather Pollack and Cosmo Jones. And yeah, right now she's on tour with at the Nocturnal Wonderland. Right now she's on tour with Paul Van Dyke. She'll be playing Nocturnal Wonderland September 29th. Here in LA. She'll also be at the Echo with the Happy Hollows September 24th. And she'll be here at Kill Radio on Is Good on the show I do on Wednesdays and Thursdays on October 11th. And just looking at her influences here, it's really interesting because it's this weird mix of local indie bands like the Happy Hollows and then other kinds of like indie sounding bands like Neutral Milk Hotel. And then you also have artists like Moby and Radiohead and Danny Elfman. And I don't know, it's just really, you can hear all those influences in her music. I really like it. So I don't know, I like artists that kind of like draw on like a wide pool of musicians for their inspiration, you know?
I would, most musicians who I think are worth anything do because they like music, and there's something you grab from any parts of music. It's like when I went to hear that Indian artist last weekend, that guy who was playing with that Indian drum, the tabla, that has that real bouncy dush sound. I mean, that to me is like one of the most beautiful sounds I've ever heard, and that's one of the reasons I want to go. I wanted to hear that live, and you know, I don't know, it's just people who don't know anything about music only listen to one type of music, I think they're missing out.
Yeah.
I'm not done with my soapbox. Can I continue?
Please.
Actually, I have nothing more to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I have some soap?
Yeah. One sec.
All right. So that's
dropped
that.
It.
Oh, God. Stop perpetrating stereotypes about your own people.
Shut up.
You're the worst kind.
What?
Of you people.
Whatever. Drink your borscht or whatever you drink.
Drink your borscht. Borscht. All right.
Let's go to music.
Go to music.
Okay.
It's 4 o'clock.
I know. I can't believe it. This is Matthew Bauer. He's based here in Hollywood. MySpace.com/M Bauer. That's MBAUER. We have two tracks from Matthew. They're really good. Let's start off with this one, Your Kiss Goodnight. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
I saying? I'm full. Absolutely.
KillRadio.org.
Yep. That was Matthew Bauer with that last track we just heard was Partly Cloudy. Before that was Your Kiss Goodnight. He's based just a hop, skip, and a jump from us over in Hollywood, walking distance. Technically, that's still Los Angeles, if you must know. MySpace.com/MBauer, MBAUER. Thank you so much. I want to see his music live, so I'm going to have to check his MySpace page to see when he's playing next, or maybe we can get him to come to one of our events. Yours, mine, ours.
Yes. We do events.
Yes.
And we enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right. One more artist to play.
Yep. And then me too. And then we're done.
And then you too, apparently. You as well have more music to play.
Yeah. Yeah, John. Yeah. And what?
So I got this cool cover art
for this band
called Hollywood Black that I'm about to play.
Well, I have a thing for skulls. You can put a skull on shit and I'd be like, wow, that's cool.
Really?
Yeah. I have a weird thing about skulls. I love them.
I know, but on shit?
Just like, I remember...
Some people who say I love chocolate, I'd eat ants if they're covered in chocolate. No, you wouldn't. That's ridiculous.
Well, a funny line. Remember that actress that played Howard Costanza's mom in Seinfeld? I can't remember her name.
His name was Howard? No, George.
George Costanza's mom in Seinfeld?
The actress, red hair. Yeah.
I used to work with her son when I worked at this one TV production company, and she'd come in all the time, and... One of the things she was talking about how you can deep fry anything, it'd be so good. She said one time in front of everybody, she goes, "You could deep fry shit and it tastes good." I just thought it was the most crass, wonderful thing.
Oh, that's sweet.
I one time made a joke about someone. She was standing right next to me. She goes, "What's his name go?" I go, "Oh, he's in the bathroom. He had to go throw up." She goes, "Throw up?" I go, "Yeah, he's bulimic." She goes, "What?" I go, "I'm joking." She's like, "I don't find that funny." And I said, "Well, you know, when you make jokes, sometimes you take risks with the joke, and sometimes it works. You hit a home run, other times you just strike out. And she just, before I say anything else, she knowingly patted me on the shoulder, and she goes, I know.
Aww.
She,
no, but
her, if anyone, had probably been there just as much as I have, my God, but on a grander scale, because she's so talkative.
Yeah.
Really cool woman. I wish I could remember her name right now.
No, but seriously, the suffering of others is hilarious. Hollywood Black.
Tragedy plus time equals comedy. Did you know that?
I say tragedy equals comedy almost immediately. I don't know this plus time thing.
Sometimes you need to add time to it, for sure. I mean, we could start joking about 9/11 right now. I think
really?
It's no. I think it's yeah, I think it's think really so. Funny though that what's his name from Iran wanted to actually lay a wreath at the site. And maybe there's no reason for it to be disturbing, but he shouldn't go there. You don't get to go there.
Why not?
Because he's not a humanitarian if he wants to wipe Israel off the map.
I know, but he didn't perpetrate 9/11.
I know, but I mean, come on, that's like Adolf Hitler had nothing to do with 9/11 either, but if he was around, would we let him lay a wreath?
I don't think you can compare Ahmadinejad to Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, actually, you kind of can.
How?
They both wanted to wipe Israel off the map. They just, Hitler wanted to do it preemptively.
There was no state of Israel.
That's what I'm saying, preemptively. He wanted to make sure they didn't get to that place.
No. No, sorry, I don't think you can compare the two. I don't mean nice to
I'm
say
not
about
trying,
Ahmadinejad.
I'm not trying to compare the two. I'm just
aren't
trying.
You?
I was no, I was just trying to give a parallel that even though someone had nothing to do with 9/11, his actions as a person of this world did not warrant going to a place of such tragedy in the United States that he should lay a
wreath. Just because he kills innocent people, he can't feel bad when innocent people get killed?
Yes.
Oh, no, I guess that does make sense. Okay. Hollywood Black is a band I'm going to play. This comes to us. This is the last of a bunch of CDs I got from Meerkat Empire out of Houston, Texas, which is this great indie label that sent us a whole bunch of really good music. This is no exception. MySpace.com/Hollywood Black. The name of the album is 2,000 Years of Progress. I'm going to play a couple tracks for you, and we'll be right back.
I don't know why that title is so funny to me.
You're here listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Prostituted talent selling out. door, and Satan dances in the street for what he's done, and mothers kill their children, and husbands leave their wives for power, greed, and wicked forms of pleasure. Been written. Though only God in heaven knows when it will happen. Make ready your eyes, make ready your heart. Listen with urgency for the trumpet call. And the atheists are winning. I think it's funny that it's safer to worship Satan than to worship God. This world is winding down. This world is winding down.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
No, you're not.
No, really, you are. Well, I don't know. Maybe you're not.
I'm not listening.
Well, fine.
I'm talking.
We don't need you anyway. You're listening to Hear Hear. Well, we don't need an audience to do our show.
No, you didn't. That's not what you said. We don't. You said you're listening to Hear Hear. Well, we don't need a co-DJ. Well, I don't need a co-DJ named Mark Caldwell. That's what you just said.
That's not what I just said. It's what I meant. But it's not what I said.
Well, that's what you said.
Someone ought to kill Mark Caldwell. That's saying something.
Someone should wipe John Mark Caldwell off the face of the earth.
That's what I mean. It's difference.
Someone should wipe John Herschel off the face of the earth, and Judaism doesn't exist in Iran. It just doesn't exist.
I don't believe in homosexuality, which is not to say that it doesn't exist.
I don't either, but it keeps happening to me. My God, it's horrifying. See, that's the other thing.
Yeah. I'm not homophobic. I'm afraid of gay people. There's a difference.
No, homophobia means fear.
Exactly.
That's why it's such a dumb term. It's not that. I mean, anyone can be scared of homophobia.
I don't have anything against homosexuals. I'm afraid they'll
hurt
me.
Scared of them. Hug you?
I'm afraid
they'll hug me from behind with a hard on.
Exactly.
Between their pants.
And then I won't know what to do with the feelings that I have that follow.
Conflicted.
Yes.
Conflicted and at the same time somewhat embraceful.
Anyway, myspace.com/Hollywood Black is where you go to get more information on this cool band out of Texas called Hollywood Black. And also check out MIAKAT, MiaCatEmpire.com for more information on that label. And there are many other cool artists who we've played on this show. You're listening to Hear Hear, or we hope you are. Killradio.org, myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. Oh, yep. Wow.
We gained
2,000 listeners and holding. That's why I like the holding part. It's good. Okay, we're way over time. I mean, there's no reason for me not to be high right now. It's almost 4:20, and I'm still here
you
in the Kill Radio studio.
Doing whatever you need to do.
No, I'm kidding.
In 2 minutes.
I don't do drugs in public. Okay.
See, so this is what's great about Columbia University. They brought him out of his hole, and we got to make fun of him. How do you say his name again? Because I've never been able to say his name once.
Ahmadinejad.
Ahmadinejad?
Yeah.
Oh, Ahmadinejad.
It's not that hard.
He needs to go to Ellis Island and make that down to like two syllables.
Yeah, like syllables. Franklin or Jefferson. But Jackson.
Jackson, yes. Jackson. What's his first name? Jim?
I don't know. Jim. I don't know what his first name is. If you know what Ahmadinejad's first name is...
Please send some messages at killradio.org.
Yes.
Stacy, hurry up. Stacy and Lacanada.
We can always count on you.
She's always listening. Maybe she fell asleep.
Nothing.
She's been working hard lately, she told me.
Kelly! Go her wake up, Stacy!
Her name's Kelly, not Callie.
Kelly, that's what I said.
He's like, Callie! we got to make fun of him today, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Who's the next should they invite that we can make fun of? How about that guy?
They should do... President Oh, my God. Jew. They should do... No, they should do a...
I didn't mean Jew like J-E-W, but isn't that guy from China right now, the premier, his last name's J-U, or is it H-U?
I don't know. But
boo-hoo, as far as I'm concerned.
Nothing's funnier than Prime Minister Vajpayee.
Who's that?
Of India.
That is not his name.
Yeah, Vajpayee. So, anyway.
No, Musharraf. Let's have Musharraf come out. He's an idiot.
No, I think Columbia University should have a series, you know, like a lecture series, but only people who support genocide. They could have, you know, or people that, you know, maybe aren't in power, like, you know, Suharto or somebody, you know, like have them
come. It'd be funny if they invited someone and no one shows up. It's like, he's so not that popular. He's like, no one cares.
Yeah, or he's so good at his job that he killed anyone would have come to see him speak.
Yeah, I love jokes about genocide. You're funny.
Fun times.
Really.
It's tragedy plus time.
Equals comedy.
Minus humor. So all right. We got more music.
Yeah,
to
we
play?
Have one more band. That's so funny. When I was talking to Bennett and Hurt Model last night, he's like, "Do you know about that band Clevis?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm playing them tomorrow." I thought they were called Clevis, but I have family from Arkansas, so that was that pronunciation, Clevis. So we don't know. He goes, "We don't know what they're called either," but he was recommending them to me.
How did he know of them?
Just being in a band, being in LA. These Clevis is based here in Los Angeles. MySpace.com/Clevis or MySpace.com/Clevis. C-L-E-V-I-S.
Clevis sounds dirty.
Clevis? Clevis sounds fun.
Can you find her Clevis? Are you that skilled to know where the Clevis is?
The Clevis spot?
The Clevis spot, exactly.
The Clevis spot. Yeah, well, I have no interest.
Can I just
in this
say something about sex with women? It's
go ahead.
Easy to know where things are, but that's not the same thing as finding them. I just want to throw that out there and go ahead and play Clevis.
Yeah, guys are easy. We pretty much have outies, you know. So, this is a track called Walnut Stampede. You're listening here on KillRadio.org. You're so stupid. We'll be right back.
I want to show you some more pictures of my cats.
So where? Ew.
Gross.
Isn't it funny how certain sounds that people make for laughing are really... They're actually... Have you noticed like so many people fake laugh most of the time, myself included?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Listen to people talk or listen to them laugh and see how many times it's actually... Sometimes people laugh as their way of reacting.
It's so good to see you.
Yeah. No, seriously. They're not really laughing. It's not a legitimate laugh. It's the response that they're trained to give.
It's kind of like smiling for a picture.
Or like I go to pretend to kick you in the balls and you're already saying ow before it hurt. It's like
that's a reflex.
Right. It's a reflexive verbal.
Oh, like they know, like, oh, so it's, they don't think out like, oh, I should laugh now. The laugh comes out, but it's not a genuine laugh because nothing's funny.
Yeah. Or also listen to the way different people laugh. I mean, some people laugh really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a weird part of our species that there is such a diversity of where people go when something is allegedly funny.
There are some people that if they laugh and they were in Iran, Ahmadinejad would kill them.
Yeah, they hang them.
Yeah. So I
well, let me just finish this up real quick. This was Clevis once again. Clevis Clevis. MySpace.com/Clevis. Gentlemen, I'm assuming it's an old guy band. They sounded very male.
Very masculine.
Very masculine. You know, if I'm saying it wrong, let me know. Or which way's right. That last track we heard was Crocodilian. Before that we heard was Walnut Stampede. They're based here in Los Angeles. Again, MySpace.com/Clevis.
Clevis.
What were you going to say, John?
Oh, just that I think the next person Columbia should have talk at their university is Mel Gibson, because I think that would be hilarious. Just want to throw that out there.
Now, what did you mean by sugar tits? I love... I don't know why I think what he said something about sugar tits. That is like a great name for a band or a magazine.
We're Sugar Tits. Good night. let me thank the bands for playing, for providing us with content. Otherwise, we would have had to talk the whole time, which,
yes,
let's be honest, would have been disastrous.
Well, not would have... Was
nearly was
so no it literally our conversation today was disastrous, and luckily it kept us from being more so. Like,
we actually got into a fight today.
Well,
you actually kicked my ass today.
I didn't kick it.
Physically brutalized me.
Well, I didn't even get out of my chair.
I know. It's not true, people. I could kick Mark's ass any day.
But see, I would welcome that, so it wasn't much of a punishment.
Stop promoting stereotypes about your people.
Oh, there's no promotion. Sometimes stereotypes need to land where they do.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Thank you, Clevis, Hollywood Black, Matthew Bauer, Lo-Fi Sugar, Blimp, Jacob Hyde, Goth Drones, Dagger Van Gogh, Les Cousins, My Were They, Lincoln Six Echo, Mock Fox, The Blank Tapes, Foost, and MD. Thank you all for being a part of this miraculous program that is here on killradio.org. And we bid you farewell, and we'll leave you with the most random shit we can find to throw in the
winamp.
No, I think
we'll go back to the discussion that Ben and Chris Burnett were having about 9/11.
Okay, but can we join it in the middle?
Do you want to add to it? Just pretend we were there?
Fine.
No, I was going to start it from the beginning, but we need to add some more stuff to it.
No, let's not do that. That's actually, it's good programming. So
Okay. Stick
around if you care about things. And because that's a thing, and they talk about it, which is good. And then we'll throw some people who do that after that and some other funny stuff or whatever. Great. So that's it. So that's our show. MySpace.com/HEAR_HERE for more information on here on killradio.org. And we hope to hear from you, and thank you.
And just as a reminder before, you might already know this, and in case you wanted to relive this moment again, this show will be available for download later today.
Yeah. Oh, and Wednesday on Is Good at 11 o'clock, I'm interviewing Gabriel Mann, who's a great singer-songwriter, and Thursday, Satellite Class will be in here. So you might want to tune in, because that'll be a good show.
And then for me, on Tuesday, I'll be cleaning my apartment, if you want to come on by.
Give me a hand.
And on Wednesday, I'll be probably job hunting, if I heard anything from my two interviews I had last week.
Exactly.
So if you have any leads on that. Also, on Thursday, what I'll probably be doing is eating breakfast and, I don't know, maybe I won't eat breakfast. Help me
decide. No, you should. It's an important meal.
Oh, okay. Great.
And Jeremy, I bought my jacket back.
Okay.